Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Napa Valley at the Silverado Resort, and I'm with Dennis Webb, the Director of Operations with Fulton Homes. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
We're out here at the Bridgeway Interactive meeting. You work at Fulton Homes. Tell our listeners just a little bit about who Fulton is.
Fulton's the largest family-owned Arizona builder. We've been building for 40 years now. We're kind of a leader in the marketplace as far as innovation and technology and marketing.
And you're in Arizona only, right?
Only Arizona. We figured our subcontractors wouldn't be able to find any other places.
Okay. And the price points of homes that you make, how do you fit in the marketplace?
Our average price is about $350, but we go from $170 to $1.2 million.
So how has the builder market, how is it growing?
It's been phenomenal this whole year. We're looking at about a 45% increase in permit activity so far this year, and there's no reason why that won't continue into next year. Uh-huh. It's been just phenomenal.
Why do you think it's so strong in the Arizona area?
Because it was so bad before. And so what happened is the market just took a giant leap downwards in about 2006, and we're still, you know, clawing back from those dark days. To give you an idea how bad it was, is the market was doing 60,000 homes a year in 2005, and that with our great rebound this year, we're going to do about 15,000. So it's 25% as it was 10 years ago.
Oh, so it almost stopped, what you're saying.
Yeah, we went down to building 5,000 or 6,000 houses compared to 50,000 or 60,000 houses.
Yeah, and you go in and build tracks, don't you?
Yeah, we're actually a developer and a builder. So we'll build what we call mini master plans, and we'll have maybe two or three different products in there. We might have 1,000, 1,500 home sites and build three different products to attract a wide range of buyers.
We were talking last night, and we got in this conversation about how your business had picked back up, and we started talking about millennials. And so you were telling me last night that they are now, in fact, some of them are getting back in, right?
They are, and they've been kind of misunderstood. And I think a lot of the things are almost mythical, you know, that everyone has $1 million in student debt, and they're all living in their parents' basement and things like that. Well, there might be a lot of student debt, and there might be people living with their parents, but they see the attractiveness of owning a home as rents get huge and skyrocketing, and they're paying $1,500, $1,600 a month rent when they can get a brand-new home for $1,100 or $1,200 a month for a payment. They see the obvious advantage there.
Now, they are a little different as far as their lifestyle, and so they like a home that's built a little different. Talk about a home that you build for a millennial.
Yeah, what we've done, there's kind of a myth that the millennials only want to live in loft apartments in downtown areas. Well, the problem is that is they're too expensive, and they're $500,000 or $600,000, and that's not going to work. So they're not opposed to the suburbs, and so what we've done is designed several styles for them that really kind of take into consideration their lifestyle. Everything's got to be high tech. They don't want big, huge backyards, but they want enough space to have all their gadgets and all their electronic equipment and everything like that. And they want to be able to personalize it. And they want easy care. They don't want to drive forever, so you can't put them way out in the sticks. They want to be near access points.
Mm-hmm. And from a flooring perspective, I mean, since they want low maintenance, I guess they're going mostly with hard surface, right?
Yeah, almost everything is hard surface. We'll put plank tile is very popular now. We're seeing quite a bit of laminate in those realms. Some hardwood, a lot of tile. Arizona's pretty big on tile.
All right, well, another factor in this whole building equation has been these labor issues. Obviously, we're seeing it with floor covering and the lack of availability of installers, but it goes all the way to the framers, carpenters. So talk a little bit about how that's affected the builder market in Arizona.
The big part was all of a sudden when we started seeing huge increases in the permit activity, the first part was the framers. And so they're usually the second trade on the job, so they had a problem just getting enough people. So many people left the industry in the mid-2000s. They went to Mexico. They went to South Dakota, they got out of the business completely, and the market just has not recovered from the tremendous exodus of the market.
So from the time somebody commits to a house to finish it, is it about double the time?
No, it's not quite double. Where we used to, you know, from start to finish, we used to finish it in 90 days. Now it's probably 5 months.
All right, and what do you think the outlook is for growth into next year? You think this pace is going to continue?
I think the pace will continue into next year. The challenge we're going to have is being able to build in a timely manner. unless we get an influx of people that want to get into this business and get into the trades, it's going to be a challenge for years to come.
I mentioned at the beginning that we're at this Bridgeway Interactive meeting. It's their annual conference out here in Napa Valley. What do you get out of coming to this?
You know, I've been coming here for 10 years now, and if I can come up with one or two ideas that I can take back to Phoenix and implement, even just one of them, it makes the trip worthwhile. And the other good thing is you're in wine country and you can think and you can kind of reflect on your business, where it's difficult amongst meetings and in the everyday hectic schedule that we have. So you kind of come up here, and plus you're talking to a lot of other people in other types of positions, and it's a great way of sharing information.
It's like Ray Kroc said, it's hard to work on your business if you're busy working in your business, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And the advantage here is we can get together and talk to old friends and come up with new ideas and just share information. It's very beneficial.
All right, Dennis, well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Dennis Webb, Director of Operations with Fulton Homes, based in Arizona. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.